Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What would you say to him to ease his pain about his Indiana Hoosiers? Not football, basketball, yeah. not Tom Allen, but RT Miller.
Yeah.
Anything? Do you have anything to soothe his heart?
You know, maybe the next coach will be better.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, it's a Wednesday, Liquor Barn Studios, The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney got you to 6 o'clock. Jack Grossman producing today's effort. Pat Forty coming up here in just a second. Couple different reminders. Soccer City tonight at 6 o'clock. Jack, you knew that, right? Soccer City, just for this week, has moved 6 o'clock tonight right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Of course, over on 93.9 The Ville at 7 o'clock, Louisville Sports Live. How about that? A little Louisville Sports Live. Ethan Moore, Taylor Lynch. Saw Taylor Lynch in his beautiful fiance hanging out there at the Rebel XP tailgate doing the Miller Lite pregame show. So there you go. That's all coming up tonight on ESPN Louisville. Pat Forty joins us here from Sports Illustrated, SI.com. Pat, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
We are fantastic. We are absolutely fantastic. I like fall, but knowing winter's coming doesn't make me happy. So I'm a little bothered, I got to be honest. I miss the 80 degrees.
I went out and rode my bike today. It was the first time I had to put on the tights and the gloves.
The tights. There you go. Something no one would want to see me be a part of.
No, there you go.
Okay, so obviously I want to talk some of the Memphis stuff. It is a massive week of college football. Kentucky has a big one going to Ole Miss and Oxford there against Lane Kiffin, so I want to get with that. But, I mean, I don't know. Why. Generic question. Again, I heard you this morning with Double D. I mean, you saw, I guess, what was your reaction? Surprised? I mean, kind of funny. What was your reaction when Memphis gets off free from the IARP, and the IARP tells the NCAA Committee of Infractions, yeah, we totally disagree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I was surprised at the result, but then reading the ruling, I was like, how exactly did you come to these conclusions? You know, because it just doesn't make sense. The head coach wasn't aware that his best player was ineligible. Oh, really? Really? That seems thoroughly believable. And I asked the chairman.
Yeah.
Somebody else asked the chairman. He's like, well, you know, the coaches aren't necessarily involved in these things. Yes, actually they are. They are involved to the teeth in those sort of
They don't worry situations. About that. Imagine if a coach around here said that. Imagine if Scott Satterfield or Mark Stoops said that. Yeah, I have no idea. Eligibility's not my thing. Talk to Kenny Klein. You know.
Right. You know, I'm pretty sure John Calipari had a vague idea like when and where Derrick Rose was taking his ACT, for example. We had an assistant coach who wiped the hard drive of his computer, but they didn't do anything about it. Like, the school just said, yeah, pound sand on that. And they're like, okay. And they didn't charge the assistant. They didn't give him a show cause, nothing. It's just like, yeah, this was, what was the words they used? Obstructing the investigation. But, oh, well, they just did it, and here's a $5,000 fine. So, I mean, stuff like that, it's just like, when you get into the details, like,
What were you people thinking, and then what were you doing, and why are you even in this position?
Okay, do you have a theory on this? I mean, did some of the people there have a man crush on Penny Hardaway or something? I mean, is there any theory? I mean, listen, there's grace being shown. That would be it. But usually in these things, we don't see too much grace.
No, I don't think it's a Penny Hardaway man crush. I think these are people that just are like, well, there's the NCAA way of doing things, and then we have our own. And we may bring a ridiculous amount of naivete to the table because we're not used to doing this. And so if they say the head coach didn't know, I guess we just believe them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, these are not professionals in this area. And it looked like a very unprofessional resolution.
Man, the thing is, like, all these cases are, if they're going to show so much grace, if they're going to wave the white flag, they don't need to go all the way to next year, all the summer. Like, just go ahead. Let's pump some of these out here. Let's get Louisville on Friday and, you know, LSU here in the next 3-4 weeks, and let's get it all done here. But, you know, before college basketball season, Pat Forty with us.
I mean, I don't disagree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, if this is it, yeah.
Yeah, if you're not going to penalize anybody for anything, let's expedite and move on.
Listen, Penny Hardaway, it's like UNC. Everyone had the sham classes available to them. Everyone could get moved across the country by Penny Hardaway, right? That's what he does in Memphis.
That was another good, cute line in the release.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That every prospective student at Memphis had this opportunity. Like, really? Okay. I wonder if like 11,000 of them had taken Penny up on it if he would have paid for all of it.
Maybe. Yes, to get James Wiseman. Pat Forty with us on ESPN 680 105.7. I think the thing that I find a little bit humorous on all of this is, you know, the NCAA, when all this came out, what, 5+ years ago, Pat? I mean, I think people were like, yeah, it's time to clean up the sport. I think people saw it, and I think a lot of people reacted, and the FBI, we have your playbook and all that nonsense, and I think there was a groundswell to punish, right, to get some of these cheaters and to clean some of these things up. And because this process, Pat, has taken so long, the ground has completely shifted on the NCAA, and then they pass it off to the IARP, and that's we'll see where that goes, but I mean, that's been a disaster, obviously. We'll see the punishments, but the ground changed under them where people started to hate them even more, where it's like people are cheering on some of them, Louisville, Kansas, LSU, Memphis, and that was not the case 5 years ago.
Oh, I think you nailed it completely. That at the time, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, we're tired of the rampant cheating in the sport. Now we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And
it's
taken so long to get semi-near the bottom of it and the rules have completely changed now.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Like, ah, screw it. Never mind. You know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing that the opportunity that the federal government gave the NCAA just came and went. And now, I agree, I think everybody's like, we don't care who gets punished for anything ever again. No, leave us alone.
They even went out and they, you know how slow they move, you know better than anybody, the NCAA. They went out and changed all the rules so they could accept the outside stuff from the FBI investigation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, weeping and gnashing of teeth. We're going to get you. I mean, I know there's no way to look at the more serious ones, U of L, Kansas, LSU specifically. I think for me, and I said this yesterday, Pat, the thing out there is the IARP will extend grace. And I did not think that would be extended to those universities. And at least now there's a percentage chance that there could be some grace given. And that's what I got from yesterday. That's all that I got from yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no real parallels between the Memphis case and the FBI cases.
Right.
But the commonality is that they're both IARP cases, and the IARP has handled two of them, and they have not given out a postseason ban in either one of them. And they flat out said yesterday they didn't want to give a postseason ban to a bunch of athletes who weren't involved when the violations occurred. If that is the prevailing philosophy, then if you're Louisville and in Arizona and LSU, you got a little spring in your step, like, hey, maybe, you know? Again, not parallels beyond that, but if the overall umbrella philosophy is we want to get out of the business of postseason bans, then you got a chance.
Think about this. Last one on all of this. I want to talk about this later in the show. Pat 40 with us. Imagine if Memphis, you know, gets hammered, right? We thought that could have happened, Pat. I mean, let's be honest. The last couple of years, if that happens to Louisville and LSU and Memphis and Kansas, and we start to name so, and even the schools that got like 1 or 2 years probation, they get more. Even the ones that went to the Committee of Infractions, this stuff. And I was trying to explain it to Streetball, a UK fan. Like, this stuff would have greatly affected college basketball, that some of these schools going after the best recruits that Kentucky will go after now aren't going to get them because they have big-time punishments. I mean, there were ramifications that we thought were coming down that now there's maybe a chance they don't come down, and Memphis is the first one. And to me, that changes the next few years of the sport if Bill Self and Arizona and LSU and Memphis and Louisville can all recruit 4 and 5 stars.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. But yes, I mean, the expectation was, and not just pulled out of thin air, but out of talking to people around the sport and having covered infractions cases for 20 years or longer, 30 really, was that, yeah, the hammer is coming, and it's going to be widespread and it's going to be severe. And so you're thinking, okay, like, Memphis is going to be done as a contender for X number of years. Kansas is going to be done. Louisville is going to be done, et cetera, in terms of competitive ability to play in the postseason or even to recruit very well because of penalties. And so you take that off the books, and, yeah, I mean, programs that might have thought they could take advantage of that aren't going to get to. And I mean, look, it's already been the case. Look, Kansas won the national championship last year while under investigation and gave their coach a lifetime contract. So, you know, they were always going to power through this. But
right,
there's a chance now that other schools are going to be able to as well.
Just a couple footballs and we'll get you out of here. Pat 40 with us, SISI.com. The big one locally, Kentucky goes on the road to Ole Miss, and despite being ranked higher than them, probably having a better win than them, Kentucky about a touchdown dog. The shoe's on the other foot. Kentucky doesn't run, but they throw it. Lane Kiffin runs it, doesn't throw it as much as other years. Any strong takes on this game? A big nooner on Saturday. This is a big-time game in the SEC.
It is, and we'll see. Like, if Chris Rodriguez is up to game speed, that could fix Kentucky's running game instantly, you know?
Sure,
and
they need it.
Really be a leveler there. You know, I mean, Kentucky has gotten this far on being opportunistic and, you know, finding a way against Florida. The rest of the schedule is stunk, but Ole Miss hadn't really played anybody either.
Nope.
So, you know, I think both of them are going to be finding a different level of competition, and we'll see whether Ole Miss has a competent quarterback, which Florida did not when they played Kentucky. So a lot of unknowns to me going into this game. I what Kentucky showed me against Florida and what they have showed me other times during the Stoops era is the ability to find a way.
Yeah,
and
get up for
so
games.
I would take those 7 points. I'm not sitting here saying Kentucky's going to win, but I think that's underestimating them too much.
Yeah, if they knock down the door there at Ole Miss, the conversation after that, they're going to continue to be really one of the darlings of college football this year. I mean, I know that's kind of corny to say, but I mean, they would be one of them. They would be on the list. Are you going anywhere this weekend? I meant to ask you.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Michigan, Iowa.
Okay, Michigan, Iowa. Were you trying to see if you could have more hot dogs than points scored by Iowa? If you have 3 hot dogs, I mean, you know, they might only get a safety, you know.
I'm going to see Michigan play football and Iowa punt.
There you go. No. Just quickly, these games. Bama, Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Wake, Florida State, NC State, Clemson. Any of those games, any thoughts, any strong thoughts on those? It's a nice slate this week of college football.
It is. I want to see Bama play a good game and a true road game. It's been a while. It's been quite a while, really. I mean, I think they had one last year against Mississippi State. Otherwise, they were not good on the road. They weren't good on the road against Texas. You know, they usually find a way to win, but I would like to see if they can actually play well in a truly hostile setting. Clemson, North Carolina State, going to be interesting. I saw Clemson play in person. It was nice to see DJ play well because he's a nice kid and he's been through some real struggles. But boy, that secondary was atrocious. And can NC State take advantage of it while being better defensively than Wake Forest was? So I would put Clemson a little bit on upset alert there. Those are the two, I guess, that jump out to me most.
Big 12 and ACC could be out of the playoff come Saturday night.
I mean, we'll see. I mean,
maybe Oklahoma State. Yeah,
NC State's going to be undefeated. So
yeah, but I think NC State's losing a couple because it's NC State and Dave Doran. You know, so that's
NC State usually finds a the opposite way that Kentucky finds a way to win. They find a way to lose.
Do you think anyone will go undefeated this year? You think there's a hiccup?
Season?
Yeah, I mean, do you think?
I think Georgia's still got a great chance of it.
Yeah, I think they're the one that can go undefeated. Otherwise, I think could be the same teams we're talking about, but they're going to have one loss in the college football playoff. Yeah,
yeah. Ohio State, I'll give them a chance too. You know, but we'll see. They're not a complete team, but I'll give them a chance.
Pat Forty with us, Sports Illustrated. Pat, appreciate the time. Safe travels. We'll continue listening and reading and everything else. Thank you so much.
All right, Andy. Thank you.
All right, there we go. Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680 1057. I looked down, Jack, at Twitter. And I saw sharks in the water of Fort Myers. Is that real? Remember when there was that fake shark that was in the middle of the road like 5 years ago and it got everybody? These videos coming out of Florida. Where's Rummage? Do we know? I mean that seriously.
He called in to Maven today.
But he's good to go. Like, where is he, though?
He's in Orlando.
So he's still hunkered down.
I think so.
I mean, they can't go anywhere. So they might be there for a minute then.
Yeah.
For a couple more days. What's he just in a hotel?
I think so.
Oh, Rummage. Might be time to pop a beer, buddy. Get that bush.
He doesn't drink that.
What I'm saying is he needs to pop a six-pack of Bush Light, Jack, is what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. What were you cutting during the Pat Forty interview? I'm just wondering.
40 clips.
Oh, 40 clips.
Three clips in a sports center.
Well, there we go. Well, there we go. Anyway, so 437-9680. So there you go, Pat Forty. Before we take a break, Jack, tell us about your good friends at Vitality. You've lost 85 pounds. You're eating right. You're looking great. Tell the people if they want to lose 20 pounds or 80 pounds, how they can do that.
Yeah, Vitality Weight Loss and Wellness. I had a check-in with them today. Still looking good. I need to drink a little bit more water because, you know, that fell off just a smidge. But you know what? That's what they do. If you fall off a little bit, they get you right back on it. So, yeah, I'm going to drink about 120 what's it, milliliters? Ounces. I'm going to drink about 120
ounces
of water today. Yes.
Today?
Yes.
Do you have one of those jugs like people that work out?
No, I just got this Yeti that's about 30 ounces worth of water it holds, I think.
Okay.
So I'll drink like three or four of those. Okay. I've had about 2.5.
Jugs, like guys at the gym that have them marked off by which time you need to drink
water. I don't have that.
You don't want to do that? Okay.
Thank you for not doing that. That's a little pretentious.
Yeah, it's a lot pretentious, just a little bit.
Yes, as it might be pretentious to talk about on air. But you know what? I want to tell you guys about our good friends at Vitality Weight Loss and Wellness. Safe, effective weight loss tailored for your body. Again, I saw my guys Sterling, my life coach, there today. He told me, hey, drink a little bit more water. That'll get you where you want to go. Even though, you know, my weight's at a good point, he said, we want to make sure you don't fall off the wagon there. They're helping me out with that. I lost 85 pounds, as Andy said, 18 pounds in the first week. Over 100 pounds of body fat gone from my body that I never thought I was going to be able to lose. You work with a specialist, you know, Sterling, as I just said, personally work with you daily and weekly to help you in the process. Everything's based off of science. You do a little 15-minute body scan that exposes your deficiencies and identifies what supplements or food you need to help kickstart that metabolism and get rid of all that stingy fat. Whether or not, as Andy said, you need to lose 85 pounds like me or 10 to 20 pounds, vitalityweight.com is where you need to go. And remember, the Jack Grossman special, you get that 15-minute assessment for $27 instead of $199. Huge savings there at VitalityWeight.com. Again, check out the Jack Grossman special at VitalityWeight.com and tell them that ESPN Louisville sent
you. There you go, Vitality. So get hooked up with them today. It's done wonders for Jack. Let's take a quick break. 437-9680 coming up on the other side. Quick football discussion, and then at 440, Jeff Goodman will join us. We'll do that next here on ESPN 680-1057.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm going through tweets that I marked.
Freemasons.
Today, 6 hours ago, Biscuit. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton. I'm like... It's a rolling of the eye. Jack, do you know what you call Dolly? First of all, do you know who Dolly Parton is?
Country singer.
Wow, okay.
That's good enough, I would say.
Yeah, that's what she's most known for.
Do you know what they called Dolly Parton when she visited the jungle?
What did they call her?
A booby trap.
That's a rejoin.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texter says Jackie G has that Lee Sterling sales energy. That coming down on the UPS jobs text line at 437-9680. Texter says, I like you, Andy, love the big jugs, the water jugs. Texter says Sterling sounds like a life coach's name.
It really does.
It absolutely does. Texter wants me to ask Goodman about Bill Self.
Next. Texter at Hooters on Bill.
Texter says, Andy, tweet out your purchase. I will when I get home. It arrived at home. I'll do that. Texter says, your boy Michael Borky in the 3 o'clock hour sounded like Clay Travis. I don't know. Did he? I don't know. I mean, is that true? Texter says, where's Big Guy? He's at parent-teacher conferences today. Yeah. Texter says, Jack, be careful with water intoxication. It's a real thing. Texas says, stop everything. Did Jack say he has a life coach? I mean, do you want to talk more about that now? People are asking about Sterling.
Yeah, that's Sterling. Yeah, he's
assigned to your weight loss journey.
Basically, we're not like, he doesn't like, you know, give me motivational messages every day or things like that. Though if you wanted that, I'm sure he could. But that is basically like when I have questions, I'll text him and ask him, hey, is this okay? Is that okay? And he'd go, yes or no.
It's weight loss. Yes. Jack's not talking to him about, like, dating life
and
stuff like that.
I'm talking about him like, hey, is this thing okay for me to eat? And he'll say, yes, it is. Or he'll say, no, it's not, but you could try this instead.
What are the things you text him? Like, give me an example of something.
It's been a minute since I've had to do it. Hold on. We'll go back.
You know the rules. I mean, obviously, you know the rules. Yeah. So I'm just wondering what it would be when you stumble across something, what that something would be. By the way, Jeff Goodman will join us in 15 minutes.
Yeah, so for example, on July 9th, I texted him a photo of a box of frozen turkey burgers. And it says they have less than 2% sea salt. So I asked him, is that okay? Because one of the things of vitality is...
No sea salt.
No sea salt. And he goes, they're fine. I go, perfect. Thank you.
There you go.
Yes. Let's see, what else do I have here?
That was bland, Jack. No offense.
I mean, that's what all... What would you think it would be?
It wouldn't be Doritos. It was a frozen turkey burger.
Yeah,
which,
it's like
by
frozen
the way,
turkey burger
terrible.
And like cauliflower buns, stuff like that.
All right, there we go.
All stuff that I now enjoy all the time.
There we go.
Yeah, meatballs to put with fartapom pasta.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Look at you. All right. So those are good examples. A little turkey burger talk on a Wednesday. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line if you want to jump in. Just quickly, Jack alerted me that something happened with a former IU football player today. And it was at LSU's football facility?
It was.
Okay, so what happened here? What's this story? I've seen this float around the internet
a little bit. It was Ralph Green III, who played for IU throughout the Kevin Wilson era and through the end of the Kevin Wilson era. So his last year at IU was actually my freshman year, 2016. Okay. he broke into the LSU locker room claiming he was the reason LSU won its most recent national title.
I mean, he has some sort of issues, right? I mean, he's got to.
Yeah, he got arrested when he was at IU. Also, one of the stories from the Indy Star.
But
he broke into the locker room, threatened a woman and another witness, and then spit on EMTs while in the hospital and kicked people. After, you know, the police came and, you know, I think they got him.
So he's got some issues then. Okay.
Yeah. So there's something not
what
crazy
was,
going
yeah, what
on
was
there.
His name?
Ralph Green III.
Ralph Green III. Huh. Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. So there you go. A couple things before we get to Jeff Goodman. And you know, I want to lead in. Turn your mic off if you don't mind, Jack. I want to just lead into this. We'll talk and mention the Penny Hardaway stuff with him. And we haven't talked about it much today because of the DJ Wagner stuff, which we'll visit in the 5 o'clock hour. But I want to be clear. From yesterday's discussion, I completely disagree with Strebel on some of the things with Memphis yesterday. Specifically, that they're not a threat to Kentucky. And I want to be clear. I agree with that. Kentucky is obviously at a different standard than Memphis. We understand. And on top of it, we understand why Penny Hardaway got James Wiseman. We understand that. Unfortunately for Cal, things lined up with a couple players, one being James Wiseman, that meant, I don't want to say a couple lean years for Kentucky, but a couple misses on the recruiting trail, which nobody likes. But if we are to extrapolate out, if we are to foresee the future, and I'm just guessing here, and let's say some modicum, some percentage of grace is going to be given by the IARP to Louisville, Memphis, Kansas, Arizona, LSU. That is a big change and a fundamental, I don't know if shift is the word, but think about this. Let me throw this your way if you're a Kentucky fan. And I tried to do this yesterday, Jack, at the 5 o'clock hour with Strebel. Think of Memphis. I mean, we have been under the understanding for a couple years. Yo, Memphis is going to get smoked a little bit, right? And we have been under the understanding that Louisville and Kansas and you know, in Arizona and LSU, they're all going to get smoked. In other words, they're going to miss a tournament. They're going to have substantial recruiting restrictions, scholarships, which can be a big deal and doesn't have to be a big deal. And, you know, I mean, it depends how good you are at the top more so than the bottom of your roster. But it does matter. It does matter. Louisville may give a couple scholarships back to the NCAA this year. And so, if those universities were dealing with a black cloud over them, at like Kansas has won the national title, but I'm talking about post-decision. I'm talking about post-decision. Texas says no Weird Wednesday. No, I'm sorry. We wish. Cerebral's not here. I can't do Weird Wednesday. I can't do it. We'll do it tomorrow. 4:40, 4:45. We'll do it tomorrow.
We planned on doing it yesterday.
We planned on doing it yesterday, but things happen, and you know how that is, and we're sloppy at radio, and here we are. But, like, it's a big deal if Penny can now go recruit and doesn't have anything hanging over his head. It's a big deal if Louisville can, or if these universities, which I expected anyway, to get more of a punishment than Memphis. But if they don't get the postseason ban, and it's like things that everyone can live with, and like there's a little bit of a punishment, but they're not. But the IARP isn't going to punish the players that are at a particular university. That is a massive fundamental change. Because for so long we thought that all of these schools were going to get smoked by the NCAA. And some of these schools are recruiting against, and I was using Strieble as my example, recruit against Kentucky. Maybe not very much, and maybe it's only a kid here or there. But Penny of Memphis was a kid here or there, and how did that change narratives? Then it's Kansas, and it's Kenny Payne. Go ahead, Jack. I see you reaching.
Like Jack,
I mean, you're a Hoops fan. Like, you understand what I'm saying, right? I mean, yes, Will Wade's not at LSU anymore, but if you told me, okay, Memphis, Louisville, LSU, and Arizona and Kansas are nuked, that they are going to be affected for a couple years. Those are some big programs that are going to be taken out of the running for 4- and 5-star players. And suddenly, these other schools, it's easier for them. And then Kentucky, you know, if there's a kid that they're up against Kansas, that's a much easier pitch at Kentucky than it would be Kansas.
Yes. Absolutely,
so
yes.
That's why I disagreed with Strieble so much yesterday that, I mean, we were expecting, we were expecting for them to be crushed. And if they don't get crushed or get crushed a lot less,
that's a huge deal.
Think about Louisville. If they end up losing, we went from
thinking they'd lose two postseasons to where
if they don't lose any, fine, we'll deal with it, right?
Yeah,
fine. Give us a fine, we'll deal with it. Take some scholarships, we'll deal with it. Give us some probation, we'll deal with it. So to me, it's easy to understand that. Texas says so. Jack has cauliflower buns.
Yeah, Andy saw me eat it today.
The cauliflower bun, is that what that was?
Yeah, it was a cauliflower bun.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had one of those before.
They're actually really good. Like, that's something that I would never have eaten back in the day.
Well, and, of course. Yeah. Really? Yeah.
But I routinely eat that now. Yeah.
A vegan and someone losing weight is eating that.
Yeah, I had a turkey burger with some cheese and a salad.
Well, there you go. Little turkey burger on a Wednesday for Jack Grossman. So there you go. Short break. On the other end, Jeff Goodman joins us here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You coached back in 2001 a running back by the name of David Wilson. I'm a big New York Giants fan, and I'm sad he had a neck injury because I think David Wilson was going to be a hell of an NFL player, Coach. A hell of an NFL player.
You are 1,000,000,000% right in saying that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yeah, Jack's going to have to save that for the mixtape. Andy saw me eat that today. A lot of that on the text line. I see you. 437-9680. UPS Jobs text line on this, what is it, a Wednesday. 4 o'clock hour, as always, presented by RGB Home Theaters. Red, green, blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. I think we're shooting for early next week. They're going to be in the Sweeney household getting some TVs mounted and some other things, or moving some things around. So we appreciate them. Reminder, Soccer City coming up tonight, directly following us at 6 o'clock. We'll have that reminder as well. Louisville Sports Live. You can catch them 7 o'clock there on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. We'll get back to some of the DJ Wagner news and other things in the 5 o'clock hour. We do talk to Jeff Goodman next here on the program at Goodman Hoops. If you want to follow him there, Stadium Field of 68. The Almanac is out. 814 pages to get you ready for the college basketball season. Me and Jack, and I know others here at the station have already purchased that. Jeff, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm so glad it's out. I'm so glad that thing's out.
I mean, it was, how much work was it?
It was a beast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was a beast. I did some, but, you know, a lot of these guys, younger guys, you know, who were trying to break in and stay in the business and do an unbelievable job. You know, guys at Three Man Weave, guys at Heat Check.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that did a lot of the work as well. And it's great, though. Honestly, and
it's
I'm
awesome.
Not saying this, it's the best preseason publication you will ever find, because there's as much space devoted to every school. It's not like we just did the high majors and then did a little bit. It's 1,300 words plus on every single school, and we talked to every single head coach.
Do you like it being the year of the big? It's a nice throwback, is it not? Just a little bit?
It's weird. Yeah, it's
weird. It is weird
how it's worked out this way because of NIL, right?
Yeah,
like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
The only reason. If it weren't for NIL, let's face it, like Hunter Dickinson would be gone, and Oscar Sheway would have been, no question.
Yep.
There's no way in hell he would have been back. So it's interesting how it's all worked out this way. And again, like, you look at it even a few years ago, we're not that far removed. Like, Jahlil Okafor was the, what, number two pick?
Oh, yeah.
And look at, you know, he's what all these guys are now. And it's just changed so quickly with the NBA. And now the big question is, can you win a national title with these bigs? You know, you can win a lot of regular season games, but can you get it? You know, obviously, teams, whether it's Illinois, whether it's Kentucky, have been exposed a little bit defensively in the NCAA tournament.
It's going to be so fun. I mean, listen, we brought you on here to kind of laugh at all the Memphis stuff and everything else. But, yeah, if you can, go get it. I mean, it's 814 pages. We've started to talk a little bit about it. We're still football mode, obviously, but basketball's starting to pick up. I mean, you know, DJ Wagner news is always coming down. There's a battle somewhere between Louisville and Kentucky fans that we can jump into. Can you break it up percentage-wise? And Jeff Goodman with us here on ESPN 680. When the ruling came out yesterday from the IARP on Penny Hardaway in Memphis, was it, I mean, I don't know, how did you react? I mean, there's part of this that's funny, at least to me. How did you react? Yeah. Break it up for us.
I was shocked. I thought for sure they'd hit him. And he thought for sure, from what I'm told, they were going to hit him. Everybody did. And to get off with no suspension, no postseason, you know, I didn't think there'd be a postseason ban. I think they're done with postseason bans. I really do. I think the NCAA, for the most part, is done with them because they don't want to penalize kids anymore. They want to try to penalize the coaches, which you could do in the Penny Hardaway Memphis deal. But, you know, they didn't deem him a booster, basically, when he was moving Wiseman from Tennessee, from Nashville to Memphis, so he could play with them or for him when he was high school and AAU coach. And, it's just crazy now. Everybody's kind of gotten off so far except for Oklahoma State. And
yeah.
If I was Mike Boynton in Oklahoma State, I'd be BS about this thing because nobody else – I mean, you could say Auburn self-imposed a postseason ban. Well, they sucked that year.
Right. Oklahoma State cooperated. I mean, they cooperated. They did.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a joke. It was like throwing darts with that one. So, I don't know anything – but I would be a little surprised if Louisville gets hit with another year of a postseason ban. But then again, what do you got a new coach, a new AD. So, like, what do you do if you're the NCAA? How do you hit them? I guess you hit them like, you know, everybody with you know, scholarship reductions, recruiting days, things of that nature. I think the best thing they should do, like, they're implementing these stupid $5,000 fines. Like, it's the dumbest thing, $5,000 fines.
Right.
What they need to do, especially for places where the coaches are not there anymore and they can't hit the coach, they need to just make it such a huge financial hit to scare the coaches, the ADs, the president.
The president's
make
right.
Make them all accountable from a financial standpoint.
Jeff Goodman with us. Well, I mean, Louisville fans, yeah, I mean, they saw a little grace yesterday from the IARP, and it kind of got them skipping down the road a little bit, and that has been the thought. Hey, you know, we're not going to get a postseason ban, and finally the cloud will be lifted. You know, Jeff, what's crazy about it is, and this is how I felt at least, like 5 years ago, now over 5 years ago, when all of this happened, not everybody, but a lot of people were like, we need to clean up the sport. We need to catch the cheaters, and then because this process has taken so long that the scene, the floor has shifted under the NCAA where people like them even less, and it's, you know, people are almost cheering for Memphis and some of these other places. It's not the pitchfork mentality that it was 4 and 5 years ago, and it backfired on the NCAA. And you know, yesterday the IARP totally disagreed basically with the Committee of Infractions, and that I do find kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing has become a kind of a blank show, and you can fill in the word. I've used that word quite a bit. All of it. I mean, again, you've got the writers that were putting it out there like it was the worst thing in the world that these assistant coaches were doing, and then they go to jail, and it's the dumbest thing ever. Like, that these guys served jail time for what they did was a complete joke. I just think people are done with it. They're bored of it. They just want it over. I know I do. Like, I was hoping they would just do them all in one shot, right? Just do them all in one day and don't hit Memphis, Louisville, whatever you want to do with all of them, do them in one day. LSU, just get it done already, especially before the start of this season, because most people are dumb, except for, again, I'm sure Kentucky fans aren't dumb with it because they want Louisville to get hammered. Right?
Yes.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that want to see Bill Self in Kansas.
Sure.
And UCLA wants to see Arizona get hammered. I get all that. But, like, if you – even Dick Vitale, you know, basically said, like, enough's enough. If you haven't done anything by now, like, forget about it. Just turn the page.
Yeah, didn't they say yesterday it could take him into the summer of 2023? I'm like, well, if you guys are going to start waving the white flag, why does it need to take all the way another 10 months? Like, what are we doing?
They got it. And again, this whole IARP is done anyway.
Yeah, you know, it's done.
I remember talking to the woman when they started this thing, talking to her for about an hour, and she was pretty smart. Stevenson is her last name. And I got off the phone, and one of the questions I asked her, I said, like, well, how different is this process than previously? Because, you know, you're calling it independent, but you guys, the NCAA, are still basically in charge and teaching, and they're still going by the NCAA rules, and you're kind of teaching these people how to look at everything and it wasn't that different. I think it was all BS. I think they just wanted to put the word independent there to make it look better, but it's not really independent.
Of course not. No, of course not. No, it is stupid. No, that's exactly what it is. Jeff Goodman with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. I mean, just moving on from that. Quickly, Kentucky basketball, you know, I mean, they started to practice here. You know, Cal's, they're putting out their body transformation pictures as they hit camp, if you will. And, you know how that is.
Can Oscar look any better than he did last year? I mean, what I hope they don't put out any transformation with him, because that kid is a man child, and maybe, honestly, I don't even care. Even if you're a Louisville fan, I don't know how you can dislike Oscar Tshiebwe. Like, he is just
a crossover. Oh, yeah, like Kentucky fans liked Russ Smith for Louisville. Yep, I think there's a couple guys that are crossovers with the rival. You guys have them checking in at number 5, so obviously you really like Kentucky. What do you like about him? What are the question marks as we start this month of practice before we get things going here?
Yeah, shooting. I mean, it's shooting. Obviously, you got the best big guy in the country. You got a great pass-first point guard with speed who can guard. You have Jacob Toppin, who's gotten better, an athletic freak up there. I like Damian Collins this year. But ultimately, if you put Oscar, Sevier, and Toppin on the court together, that's not what you want these days, right? That'll win you enough. Regular season games, it'll win you enough of them. But you need guys who can shoot the basketball, and that's where C.J. Frederick becomes – so, so, so important because, you know, Cason Wallace isn't a great shooter, but man, is he tough. Like, maybe, I don't think he was my favorite player from 2 years ago from the summer, but he was right there. Like, as much as I seeked him out to tell him how much I loved watching him play because he was an absolute killer on the floor and doesn't care about anything but winning, playing hard, defending. Chris Livingston, when I saw him, he wasn't very good, okay? But again, I only saw him for one event. It was in Alabama, in Birmingham, about a year or so ago. But I was told, you know, he's playing with Mikey Williams, a guard who kind of dominates the ball. And Livingston did not look great when I saw him. So it's hard for me to have a true evaluation of Chris Livingston because I think I saw him probably at his worst at that point. I think he's much better than that.
Yeah, he was good in the Bahamas.
Everybody tells me.
Yeah, he was better there, yeah. But he's playing, you know, me, like, some of those teams.
If C.J. Frederick doesn't play 25 minutes a game, my question to you and everybody is, all right, like, who's making shots for them?
You're right.
From the perimeter.
Yeah, I mean, Reeves had a little bit of that, but again, the data is...
Reeves is good for Illinois State.
He is, but it's...
Those two.
But you know, Jeff, I mean, it's the Bahamas, you know, the competition there. They won those games, some of them, by 50. I would imagine for U of L, I think you guys had them third to last in the ACC. It's about developing a couple young players and survival for Kenny Payne. I mean, that's what it's about, right?
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're going to be very good this year. I mean, does anybody there think they're going to be good? No.
No, I think most people are bracing themselves for, you know, a difficult year. And then to add on top of it, not to do that, I mean, today, you know, the news comes out, DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw will visit Kentucky for you know, Big Blue Madness. And, you know, it doesn't look like they may visit Louisville. So that recruitment could be done. So it's been a 1-2 punch for U of L fans today a little bit.
Here's my take, and I said this on a podcast with Rex Chapman and Josh Hopkins last week. I just don't understand. To me, if I'm John Calipari, I'm not even sure I want T.J. Wagner. I really say that, like, with all sincerity. You already have one guard that needs the ball in his hands. Wagner also needs the ball in his hands. Dillingham and Wagner are not the best shooters. They're not the most efficient players. Dillingham is a better point guard. The bigs will never see the ball if you have Wagner and Dillingham. They really won't. I mean, maybe on lobs from Dillingham, but you know, to me, you know, it just from looking at it from a clear standpoint of being objective, like, I don't understand why he wouldn't go to Louisville. Like, you can be the guy there. All the minutes are yours next year. It's your show.
Literally all of them.
All of it. Like, you are the guy. So to me, if it does come down to Kentucky and Louisville, and we'll see if it does. I've been told there could be a third player here. We'll see. But if it comes down to Kentucky and Louisville, it just looks like to me, every kid, what do they want? They want to go to the next level as quickly as they can. Not to say that Wagner won't get minutes at Kentucky, but he's going to have to share the basketball with a lot of dudes, where at Louisville, it's literally Kenny's going to give him the ball and be like, go.
Well, you know, Cal, everybody eats. You know, I can already hear the press conferences, Jeff, right now. Well, hey, we appreciate it. We do carving out a few minutes. Always good catching up. College basketball, always something we're talking about here. The Almanac is fantastic. Cannot wait to continue to dig into that. So safe travels. We'll keep consuming all of your info, and we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Jeff Goodman with us here. Stadium Field of 68 at Goodman Hoops. The Almanac's fantastic. Some good stuff there. There you go. How about that, Jack?
We'll have to play that last bit for Strieble.
Don't worry. We'll do that. We'll do that with Big Guy.
I wonder who the third player is.
Maybe it's Indiana.
No.
I was going to ask about Indiana. Well, we kept you long enough. No offense. Yeah. You know, hey, they're number 20 in the Almanac, though.
Yeah, I know.
How about that? Number 20. Does that make you happy? Is that good enough for you?
That's good enough for me.
That's good enough for you? You're not going to be bothered by that? You're good to go on that.
I'll put it this way. I'm good pretty much anywhere in the top 25. I think them being higher than, like, Illinois and Purdue matters more to me because I think they're better than Illinois and Purdue.
Who's on Illinois' team this year?
They got Terrence Shannon. Remember when he was rumored to go to Kentucky? Yeah. They got him.
He fit Calipari's mold, right? Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah,
he's like MKG. He's like Jared Vanderbilt. Yeah, I remember
they
those.
Basically have like seven dudes that are all 6'7" and really long, but can't shoot.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So they're Brad Underwood then.
Well, no, it's different because Brad Underwood's pivoted because
he's
the last few years it's been Kofi Coburn, the real big man in the middle, that Io DeSumo.
The plotting big man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gone from having the point guard and the big man to having literally the exact opposite. All wing guys.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. See, I'm looking. I don't know. I can't get this to load right now. My internet's struggling. Let's do this. Let's take a break. 5 o'clock hour is coming up next here on The Take on ESPN 680.